Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, class. It is your teacher, Mrs. Applebottom. And today we are going to learn a new vocabulary word. And that word is splendificus. Splendificus is a pun, and a splendid bit of tourism.
Oh, I'll show you splendificus, Mrs. Applebottom. Kiss. It's splendificus.
My name is
B.I.G. When I'm grabbing on the muge, S.E.I.T.'s and swim notorious. You hear that G? Yeah. Cause it was all a dream. You used to read word on the magazine in the street. And yes, I was raised in the hills of Beverly. It came to my wife, I'd ask her and told him to leave. Work on the West Coast, I'm a zappy. Ever since trying conspiracy. So if you seek true democracy, all across the world, come and follow me. Cause you need a little truth and honesty. Cause I bring the justice to the world. The world you see.
And the sentiment is still true.
I think it's always going to be true. I don't think the flame that me and Pink Fairy have will ever end. Wouldn't you agree?
It could. I mean, but it's time between it.
Yeah. Well, I'm about to test the limits before you fully grill me. But since this is your show, I'm letting you choose between two songs, both of which may make you feel a teensy bit uncomfortable. But this is just my way of paying you back for everything you're about to do to me. So
bring it on.
The song options are The Orgy by MSFP Crew or Society Fucked by Big Steps. What song do you want to listen to next?
First one.
Yeah, that's probably the safer of the two choices. I think you'd much rather hear about Skipa's sexual encounters than a song that that references Donald Trump.
Yeah, no. I like Donald Trump.
Well, baby, I'm not going to hold that against you. But
okay.
I can't stand the man, but I ain't going to hold that against you because I love you. And when you pray to meet someone with love being as challenging as it is to find when it comes to true love, religion and politics got to be put on the side, because, it's so hard to find genuine true love. So if you connect on everything but religion and politics, then dive in head first, as long as you guys can meet in the middle. Wouldn't you agree?
That is true. Because both me and my husband are Christians. They were both Trump fans. They helped me become a stronger Christian.
Yeah, and I'm probably about as liberal as you can get. But you find a way to meet in the middle and make it work. And you come from like this small southern town, and I come.
Yeah.
And I'm a Jew from a large metropolitan city.
Hey, my town knows me by name. Like, oh, I know you. I'm like, everybody knows me.
I mean, my temple was like you hear about the movie studio Warner Brothers. The temple that my family belongs to was literally built by the real Warner Brothers. Anyways, all I can say now is, Pink Fairy, welcome to the orgy with me and Skipa. Here's MSFP Cruise, The Orgy.
till you finish. Oh no, yeah, more orgasm, legs start to spasm, any whole body starts to shaking when you butt naked. Nah, I'll never quit. Yeah, yeah, baby, I'm a Sagittarius with a bag of six signs and the horoscope. I won't ever stop till your body gets stoned, till your voice is gone, till your pocket's broke. But most of all, when you're fast, cause you're walking through the door. Right then and there, they'll never wanna leave you alone. But any mind, you be a one more.
Country music on. Like, okay, I'm gonna find like a nice like country song that's like but Chase Atkins works. Okay, he's a nice Christian guy. Let me say that to his country song.
Yeah, I know that you're exception of it, but that doesn't mean you're necessarily gonna be comfortable with all the music I perform.
Yeah.
But you're accepting, but all that's important is you're accepting of it.
I'm getting there.
You're getting there? That's good. We're also going to one day, once we're married, have to talk about, I'll make it a steal. If there's any music video that's being shot, you can be behind the scenes on the set so you can personally observe everything.
Yeah, it happens.
Just keep in mind, anything that happens on screen, it's just part of the act. It's not real. But what's real is what's between the two of us. And,
oh, you know, aren't you precious?
You know, like I said, and I knew I loved you. You know, you're special to me. I flew out just to get to you. You know, so we are going to play Truth or Dare, but the only exception is I'm not allowed to ask you Truth or Dare. You're only allowed to ask me.
That's
because
not fair.
Okay, you want me to ask you Truth or Dare questions?
Yeah.
All right. Pink Fairy, Truth or Dare?
Dare.
Okay, I dare you to sing the hook to the orgy.
I was not paying attention.
Wait, would you rather take a truth then?
Yeah.
Thing you could imagine doing with me.
Handcuffs?
That's not what you said the other day. But I'm down.
Wait,
what? I'm down with the handcuffs. Literally. Okay, guys. The other day we were talking, And she was saying how much she loves the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders and was thinking about doing kinky things regarding that in the bedroom with me. Like she was talking about, you know, dressing up as a naughty Dallas Cowboy cheerleader for me in the bedroom. I'm like, God damn, that sounds so fucking hot. And here's the one thing you got to know about us in the relationship. But when it comes to me and Pink Fairy, you know, does, like, I don't think I've ever heard Pink Fairy curse. And I probably cuss like a fucking sailor.
Okay, you had to make me really mad. Really, really mad. Really mad.
Yeah.
Try to do that work.
And that's a challenge to actually get Pink Fairy mad. Like, she's the one who, whenever I'm in a dark place, gets me back into the light. And I have been known to get to some pretty dark places. So thank you, Pink Fairy, for always bringing me back to the light.
I think it helps because my husband shoots me from the hip. Like, hey, this, whatever happened, just get it done. That's what I tell you. Just get it done. Don't worry about it. Crap happens. Deal with it and just move on.
Yeah, and
in a nice way.
Yeah, and Money Girl's kind of helping you also plan out what could be your second wedding to your second husband when that day happens. But we're going to let Money Girl talk about that a little bit more on tomorrow's show.
I've been there for a very long time when I'm 80.
Okay, well, if it happens that... Well, the good thing is if it happens and it's a double wedding with us and Skippa and whoever Skippa's girlfriend will be at the time, if it happens that late in life, the good news is we'll be able to get, we should be able to get In Sync and No Doubt to perform at our wedding for dirt cheap at that time, because at that point in time, they will have been like, will have been played on the oldies station for years.
Oh God, no! I think it's a discount.
Okay, I mean I would love to marry you a lot sooner. I mean, I'm damn near ready to kneel, get up down on one knee right here on the radio station and propose to you.
Yeah, you wish.
Oh, you know I do. I mean, I
okay. Truth or dare?
Let's see. Let's see how creative you can get with this. Dare.
A dare cut like a chicken.
That's not an issue for me. I used to have Peter Pan fantasies. Check this out.
Okay. That's how creative I can be.
Okay. Pink Fairy, truth or dare?
Dare.
Okay. I dare you review of Skippa's Music is the New Medicine. I'm gonna play it right now for you. And when we come back, you're gonna give your in-depth review. I'm gonna be silent and I'm gonna say Pink Fairy go. So here we go.
Gotta keep on going, baby. You know, that's how I stop it. Gotta stay pop locking and dropping me. Gotta keep on. You know, I just gotta keep practicing. Gotta keep on practicing. Yeah. Music is the new medicine. Music is the new medicine. Music is the new medicine. Yeah. It really helps, yeah. Really helps the cool with my helps, yeah. I'm feeling myself. It really helps, yeah. With my mental health. Laying all my emotions down for you. Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm a homegirl stripper. Y'all know it sometimes. Fuck with my disease. I mean, come on. Who am I kidding? I just gotta keep on gathering, keep on bashing. People coming to stop. I'm like, fuck nah. They tell me to stop, cause I ain't got it, y'all. But now I keep on coming with the benefits. Y'all know super is, gotta be super quick. I'll make you so wet. I'll make you so wet. You wish y'all could really thank me, but I just keep on coming back to you. So hard to see again. You know sometimes fuck with my business, but I gotta keep on spinning, cause this is the realest I've ever been. Yeah, stay waiting for my album to you with a kiss. Trevax and John, what comes next will be
before. Your options are, you can either give a review of that song or you can take a truth. What would you rather do?
I don't know. Truth? I mean, I like the song. I think it's very, like, mellow. It's kind of like you put, like, on jazz music, you just kind of feel very mellow. That's what I feel like. It's mellow. What's the truth?
So that's your review. Awesome.
Okay.
So
what's the truth?
Okay, so I guess, okay, I forget. Whose turn was it now for in Truth or Dare?
Mine. Truth or Dare.
Fuck it. Let's go Truth. I can handle it.
Huh. You can have the hottest music star ever. A nice, like, chill, like, non-famous girl. Who would you pick?
Okay.
And why?
Wait, I'm trying to understand the question. So you want both?
Like,
who are my?
Do you want a music star?
Baby, I want
the hottest chick.
Baby, my name is Big Stats. That's short for status and statistics, both which should be big. People think because I'm a plus size dude that if I lose all this weight, that I won't be Big Stats anymore because I won't be a big dude. But that's never been what my name has been about. It's about status and statistics both needing to be big. So here's how I'm going to answer the question. Here are my celebrity crushes. And you already know, Pink Fairy, you are my end game. So, but I'm going to answer my celebrity crushes. I once had this sex dream about Kendall Jenner. I'm very intrigued by Miley Cyrus. I could see myself hooking up with Taylor Swift, and there's a chance that because I actually have a desire to executive produce a Britney Spears album. And it would only work if the conservatorship with Britney Spears is fully over. But if Britney Spears came on to me, I would reciprocate it. And that's
I like her. I like Britney. She's always been my favorite.
Okay, you know what? We have a Britney Spears song on deck. So Well, before I get to my question for you, this is Britney Spears with, here's and this is a real throwback, Britney Spears with You Drive Me Crazy Soft Remix. So get on your dancing shoes. We can actually dance to this at our wedding if we want.
Yeah, you can handle it.
Oh, there's a lot of things about me that I don't know if you can handle.
Bring it on.
Oh, baby, I'm going to bring it. I'm going to bring it every single day. You ain't going to know what to do with yourself. Anyways, here is Britney Spears with You Drive Me Crazy.
Another question.
Okay, you're picking truth?
Yes.
Choose for the next song to be that gets played, MSFP Crew 2 and 1, Gwen Stefani's 4 in the Morning, a very embarrassing song that I've recorded, Addicted to Music remix, or Chaka Khan, Ain't Nobody, what would the next song that gets played be?
That's the truth?
Yeah, that's the truth. I'm asking you, what song would you pick?
What's a dare?
I dare you to pick one of those songs.
Fight me. This is an embarrassing one of you.
Damn it! I was saving that one for Wednesday's show because we couldn't find the original master to Addicted to Music. Okay. Let me talk before I play this. Let me talk to you guys about this song. This is from the Bastard album that I no longer claim, that I rushed out after I was on American Idol. This album is complete shit. I hate this remix with a fucking passion. And the only reason this is even on the soundboard is because we don't have the original master to Addicted to Music. And for when we do Wednesday's show, the song needs to be honored. Anyways, I apologize to our listening audience for what's about to be played.
I'm not.
And I hope y'all enjoy Addicted to Music, the remix. Yikes.
Yeah. Guess it's that time. Wait, you thought because I was big staff that I'm not still addicted? See my MySpace karaoke, see everything. All you know is I'm addicted to music. Yeah. Here I go. I'm a blow, a beat, international low. Say my story, here's the glory. The places I'm going, the things that I'm doing, and all the way through it.
Jelani,
raise the doors.
I got
gun on him. And both are just music and artistic expression, leading Donald Trump to his frantic depression. Now don't get me wrong, Trump has the right to get pissed, but this is my point just in case you have missed. Freedom of speech is a right, so artistic expression should be free. Free for everyone, for you and for me.
Society's fucked, quick out of luck. You bust for a buck, but it's still ain't enough. I'm going for mine, trying to survive. Feeling deprived, I'm barely alive. Really nice, by a white cop. These cops won't stop. Won't even, skin that I got. Build up a plot, no I was not. Society, 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 society. Never had an eye for me, eye for me, eye for me. All I see, all I see, all I see are casualties. Casualties, casualties. Live by the steel, they never will deal with how the hood feel. On the low real, people will never, never, never. When will they ever?
Yeah, live remix for you, King Fairy.
But if you didn't say it was horrible, I would have picked it.
Alright, alright. Here we go on slow. Let me get the new verse out for the remix, y'all. It's coming for you soon. Here we go, here we go. Gotta find out the verse, hopefully before the beat is. Let me find the verse. Let me find the verse. Let me find the verse. Back on now. Okay. For every questioner of Black Lives Matter, there's a white boy just like me, born into an interracial family. Imagine seeing your aunt and uncle on Dateline NBC speaking about another black man who stole my uncle's ID, and this other man died of heroin on the street. Coroner knocking on my auntie's door. She had to tell her kid their father died. But systemic racism equating two black men made that last sentence a lie. I can't compromise with one who's too dense to see that Black Lives Matter is more than some stupid Scooby-Doo meme that thinks Black Lives Matter is the LGBT. And to the person who shares this meme, what's that say about you? Equal opportunity hater? I just don't get it. MAGA logic, I guess. But let's rediscuss that meme, both dealing with an oppressed community, and both communities I'll be an ally to, because I'm Matt Big Steps Frankel, and that's all that I can do. And now you've heard what the Society Fox BLM edit is going to sound like. And that was my payback for Addicted to Music, because you had all the opportunities to pick any other song that wasn't embarrassing. So payback is a motherfucking bitch.
Oh, really? Really? You better be glad to have Hanson. I would put Hanson out just for you talking.
What, you want to go all oom-bop on the radio? We can oom-bop on the radio. You know, that leads me to our next song, because we are getting close to running out of time.
Oh, we got to play Truth in Dare.
What, you want to go into overtime after the song?
Fine.
Okay, so we are going to go into overtime after this show for some footage, for some audio, just for you guys who listen to the podcast. This will not be live after this song. So for the live broadcast, we are closing out with Lee Clarkson's The Trouble with Love Is, because, you know, sometimes love isn't perfect. You know, I know that society makes Pink Fairy feel very uncomfortable, but she's still there for me. And I guess that's just one of the troubles with love. So here is Kelly Clarkson with The Trouble with Love. And welcome to Overtime. Yes, I told you, Pink Sarah, you were about to get very wet.
Yeah, you wish. If you could.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to bring in my secret weapon. I have a certain...
I thought we were playing Truth and Dare.
Oh, we are. But and we're going to continue playing Truth or Dare.
No, we're going to start playing it now.
There's a certain eighth song that must be sung.
Oh, he's on my list. He is on my list.
Yeah, that's a private discussion for off the radio. But here's the song.
Oh, you.
It's gonna be. And it's gonna be 100% a cappella.
Oh God, shoot me.
In the
Lord help me. Oh God.
I held you, tight. Oh, my love, love you so. Promise I never let you go. In the still of night, in the still of the night. Remember, you had the option at the beginning of the show to make it be all you asking me truth or dare questions. You asked for it. You get what you asked for. I love you, babe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Truth or dare.
Truth.
Damn.
Go on. It's a truth. Mm-hmm. I'm not changing my mind. I want you to grill me so hard that my nephew
okay.
Play hockey with me like a hockey puck.
Okay. What's the most embarrassing thing that you did in Florida when we were friends? We're friends now, but in Florida.
Most embarrassing thing?
Yep.
Let's see. I'm gonna tell you, but I'm gonna have to tell you when we're off air because it involves our newest board member.
Okay, cool. But give me something else.
Okay. So so once we go off the air, I will answer that question. But it was very embarrassing. Pink Fairy, truth or dare?
Truth.
If as a joke, privately in the bedroom, you were to sing a cover of a song that I've been involved in, would you sing MSFP Cruise, The Orgy, or would you sing Society Fucked?
What's there?
My dare is I dare you to answer the truth. You're not escaping this one.
Give me another question.
I bet you're regretting saying a full back and forth truth or dare game now.
The first one.
Ooh, you're gonna think about having an orgy with me. Nice. Who would you get involved with that? Like, oh wait, I already know. You already know that I'm bisexual. I already know. If the two of us were ever to do an orgy with anyone, I already know that you'd want it to be Jon Bon Jovi in the bedroom with us.
Oh, I bet Michaels.
So you're talking a foursome?
Oh, yeah.
You really want me to explore my bisexuality in the bedroom and watch that, don't you? That's why I told you the other day, you are literally the most liberal conservative I have ever met. That is some kinky-ass shit. I didn't know you got that kinky. I am learning new things about you, babe. That's kind of hot, though. All right. So whose turn is it now? Do you need a minute?
Yes, I'm good.
Yeah,
I'm good.
I think you need a minute. Let's do an oldies. This is one of the songs that one of those 60 songs that Skippa uploaded. Let's go with Beach Boys, Barbara Ann.
Skippa!
That way you can. Well, here's your choice. We can either play a Skippa song, or we can play a Beach Boys song.
Beach Boys. Hello, sweetheart.
All right, here it is. Beach Boys, Barbara Ann.
Barbara Ann. Barbara Ann. Oh,
you're serenading me now.
No, it's got hell on heels. I love this thought. It is like me getting motivated.
Well, it's time for me to do
you
another.
You wish.
Oh, I'm going to serenade you till you're so wet that your panties fall off. Here's the next duet for you. I'm going to be duetting with Jesse McCartney singing Beautiful Soul. Because, Pink Fairy, you are a beautiful soul.
You're so lame.
It may be cheesy. And what we're going to do is I'm going to serenade you with Beautiful Soul by Jesse McCarthy. And then we're going to close out the show with Behind the Eyes of Stats. And then you're going to stay on the line and we're going to continue to talk a little bit more privately. Yeah, it's going to get hot on the after show, but that's a private show that y'all ain't meant to know. Okay, here it is. There.
another pretty face. I don't want just anyone's hold. I don't want my love to go to waste. I want you and your beautiful soul.
You know you're so beautiful.
I know that you something special to you. I'd be always faithful.
McCartney's Beautiful Soul. Very sexy remix, don't you think, Pink Fairy?
Sure, why not?
I think I'm very big and sure, and I know that you're very private, so it's,
I am.
Sometimes I like taking you a little bit out of your comfort zone. But I think that's what makes a good relationship great is in a true relationship you make compromises. You do things that you probably normally wouldn't do as just a solo individual.
Not necessarily true. Because at the office, when the picture Gray came out, which I don't know why anybody would read it, the town ladies thought, oh, it'd be fun to talk about it. And so they asked me, and I had fun about mine.
Skippa loves the 50 Shades of Grey movies. She may be straight up lesbian now, but she loves those movies. She's like,
yeah.
She feels like those movies are almost like softcore porn.
You haven't got the stuff in.
And, of course, Skippa loves anything that like porn. I mean, she even has a song called Porn in Music. Yeah, the hook is like, yeah, Money Girl loves the hook for that song. Like, she goes, porn and music, porn and music, porn and music, porn and music. And that's the woman that we're about to have, that we're about to plan a hypothetical wet double wedding with.
Like it.
Yeah, the person that we're sharing our wedding with is very much into porn and music.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I have a question. I have this question that, like I said, needs to be answered off the air about what was the question? What was my most embarrassing moments at CLE?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that moment will not be broadcasted, but what will be broadcasted is Behind the Eyes of Stats, a closing statement, and then a promise that once we're off the air, that is the first thing that will be answered. Here we go. It's Pink Fairy. I want you to introduce this song. It's by me, Big Stats. So introduce the song, Big Stats, Behind the Eyes of Stats, for our listening audience, since this technically is your takeover show. Pink Fairy, this is simple. Repeat after me. All you have to say is...
Here's a new song.
Just say, okay, Radio MSFP, this is Big Stats with Behind the Eyes of Stats.
Okay, Radio MSFP.
Oh, come on, MSFP. You've been on the board for how long? You can pronounce it right. Do it right, baby. Do it right.
Here's a new song.
It's
Big Stats.
Not really that new.
Also, love.
Baby, just say these words. Okay, Angela, all you gotta say is here's Big Stats with Behind the Eyes of Stats.
Behind the Eyes of
Stats. There you go.
Exploits of a boy named Matt Franco. This is Behind the Eyes of Stats. Yeah. Sometimes I really need somebody. Sometimes I really need somebody. Oh, hold on. Sometimes you really need somebody. Sometimes you really need somebody. Stats lies the eyes of a boy named Matt Frankel, who gets outed as an intellectual, would ladies get sexual. He works some crappy 9-to-5, so he strives for life much better. Put back the name Big Stats and you'll see more. Sometimes my name Big Stats feels like a chore, because with Big Stats you're always expecting more. Go big or go home, that's his motto. So for the next few bars, can I just be Matt Frankel? I got December 2014, wash dishes in the back of a barbecue restaurant, made unfairly under the table, who was unable to be stable with the face in the back. That one weekend I worked 40 hours and only got paid for 12. To say that job was shit was an insult to shit, because even shit looks back at it and says, now at least I ain't that bad. Now don't be mad, cause I advance and I refuse to let the fact that I've been through mental illness, learning disabilities, drugged out teen raping, define me and the capability of what I can achieve. I put all of me in the label MSFP, literally. So just for fun, the abbreviation for Matthew Scott Franco Productions. Yeah. So is this Behind the Eyes of Stats, or is this Behind the Eyes of Matt? Sometimes you really need. Oh, hold on. Sometimes you really need somebody. Sometimes you really need. Sometimes you really need somebody.
Gary is going to continue, but not on air momentarily. We are about to wrap up this show, but I do have some announcements for y'all. Tomorrow is Money Girl Manic Monday. We're going to be teasing a wedding special between me and Pink Fairy. Yeah. Yeah, she may be married, but we're already planning out our wedding live on air on a very special upcoming Money Girl Manic Monday show that's going to be a longer show, but we're going to kind of tease it a little bit tomorrow. Who knows? Maybe we'll surprise Money Girl and actually reveal what our wedding vows are going to be. It'll be fun on a shorter show because I know, Pink Fairy, that you're not that big on surprises, so if I'm going to write vows for you, you want to know what they are ahead of time, which is okay. That's fine. I'm cool with that.
Sorry, listen, David Bowie.
What, is he joining our, or is he going to be joining our orgy in the bedroom, too?
Oh, God, no. God, no.
Okay, so you don't. He doesn't turn you on?
Oh, God, no.
We're sorry, David Bowie. Rest in peace.
Okay. He's dead?
Yeah, you didn't know that he passed away?
No. No.
Yeah, it was like sometime like a year or two ago.
Well, welcome to home, like y'all. You don't know nothing that's going on outside of your little study field.
All right. So, anyways, we got those shows coming up to you soon. Wednesday, we have a very special show. We are going to be honoring the music of our very first radio station compilation album. The executive board of MSF World Music will be interviewed by special guest co-host New Truth. We're honored to have her interview us. She's been a guest herself several times on the radio. She's one of Evan Solomon's clients for his Dream Team Network. And she's probably going to be booking an informational Sunday show sometime soon to talk about her baby bib. You know, I know that we said we were going to close out with Behind the Eyes of Stats, but do you mind if we play one New Truth song before we close out this show?
Sure.
Okay, I'm going to let you pick which one, though. I'm going to read you the song titles. I know when it comes to me, you are in love with a man. So here's New Truth with In Love with a Man.
I'm in love with a man. should not be feeling a mess. I just wanna be the best. I'm in love with a man.
Repeat after me. We are the co-founders of MSFP.
We are the co-founders of MSFP. ST. ST.
In production.
Oh, S. MS.
Okay. Okay. Just so you remember it, MSFP stands for Matthew Scott Frankel Productions. So,
MSFP. That works.
And we will catch y'all on the flip side.
Catch y'all on the flip side.
Peace.